Chicagoland's weather before daylight this morning, fair with a low in the upper 50s. Later today, sunny and warmer, the high in the middle 80s. It's 68 degrees officially in Chicago. Relative humidity is 90%. The winds from the north at 5 miles per hour. This is WLS News.
You have just heard another of 58 daily newscasts presented round the clock over WLS to keep you in tune with the times.
Any exclusive WLS interviews heard on this report are the sole property of WLS Radio News, which prohibits their rebroadcast over other news media.
Next report in 25 minutes, bulletins at once, over WLS, your window on the world.
That's the latest news from WLS Radio. This is Jim Wynn, WLS News Central.
WLS in Chicago.
Back to Don Phillips and East of Midnight at 1 o'clock.
Bill Cosby, everybody, and the story of the little old man. From our WLS Silver Dollar special file, Bill Cosby got to be one of the funniest guys I've ever seen. Really, funny, funny cat. You agree? I'd like to see him have a big hit record in this idiom. He's got a new album out, and this particular tune, of course, comes from that album. And Bill Cosby Sings is the title of the album. And this one, he doesn't sing too much. I mean, Frank Sinatra, he ain't. But I really haven't had a chance to listen to the rest of the album to see just how well he does sing when he does sing. And I don't even know if he does sing when he says he sings. But at any rate, one of these days, I'm going to get a chance to listen to that all. I'm going to just sit down, get out a few ice cubes and tumbler and pour me a tall, cool one of some kind, and sit down, turn the lights down low, put the needle on the on the album, and have at it, you know, see what happens. I don't know. Maybe it's that kind of music. Hey, we just got a final on the West Coast affair between Los Angeles and Cincinnati. Los Angeles tied it up. They were trailing, going into the bottom half of the ninth inning, 3-0. Can you imagine this? Cincinnati was leading Los Angeles 3-0 going into the bottom half of the ninth inning. And the Dodgers did it again, tied it up. Three big, fat old runs in the bottom half of the ninth. And if you don't think Cincinnati felt bad at that juncture of the game, you got another thing coming. So Cincinnati went into the extra innings, failed to score in the top half of the tenth. And the mighty Dodgers came up with that one big run in the bottom half of the 10th and went on to win the game in 10 innings, 4-3. Now, that's got to be a tough one. I'll bet you that Cincinnati locker room, they're talking to themselves yet.
Whether you drive a big car
with a big, big radio,
whether you drive a little sports car
with a little bitty radio,
enjoy the bright sound. WLS Chicago.
Back from Illinois. About 7 minutes past 1 o'clock now, Chicago. I had a request from Simone the Poodle. Dana, or was it Jeannie? At any rate, one of the two called and wanted me to play something for this cute little poodle that's madly in love with me. I've been turning poodles on lately. I don't know what it is, but at any rate, the association here with Never My Love. Never my love. The association, everybody, from the WLS Silver Dollar Special File, and we do hope that Simone
We'll go nighty-night now. Simone the Poodle, whom I turn on.
It's about 10 and a half minutes past 1 o'clock now, Chicago. Up in Milwaukee, they're reporting 56 degrees. Here in Chicago, we have 64 degrees. Hey, want to join the proud crowd with a high-performance Dodge from Mr. Norm's Grand Spalding Dodge? Love to have you. And now is the time during Mr. Norm's year-end sale. Now, Mr. Norm has got what you want, and he'll price it the way you want it. Name it, and it's yours. RT Magnum, 383, Hemi, Dart, GTS. Going wheels on a deal of deals, and they're all set up and geared up, ready to go, 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 at prices you're sure to go for. Now, during Mr. Norm's year-end sale, anything goes till everything goes. And for service after you buy, Mr. Norm's service department, with its dyno machines, sunscopes, analyzers, its complete speed shop and parts department, all of Mr. Norm's performance-proved know-how is at your service for better service. And it's closeout time right now on Mr. Norm's high-performance used car department, too. When Mr. Norm runs a high-performance used car sale, gang, he doesn't mess around. The year-end sale. It's what's happening right now at Mr. Norm's Grand Spalding Dodge, 3300 West Grand Avenue. You check with him today. And don't forget, all of you Supercharger fans, Mr. Norm and the Hemi Supercharger will be at it this weekend. The World Series of Drag Racing at Cordova, Illinois, tonight, Friday night. And then Sunday, Mr. Norm takes the big Hemi Supercharger to the Thompson, Ohio Dragway for the big goings-on down there. So you don't want to miss the Hemi Supercharger in action this weekend. Mr. Norm, Gary Dyer, and the Hemi Supercharger take to the road.
Here's today's Super Summer Health Hint from Dr. Sims of the Illinois State Medical Society.
Do you have an oily hair problem? Experiments with different shampoos may only complicate your condition. While some commercial shampoos have drying characteristics, others are designed to remove smaller amounts of oil. Your individual condition may call for a medicated shampoo, dry shampoo, or even a scalp preparation. Only your family physician or a skin specialist can decide the best and safest treatment for your oily hair. That's today's health tip.
Thank you, Doc. 13 past 1 now, Chicago. Time to light your fire with the Doors here. Sound 2 this week in Chicago. How do you light the fire with the Doors? Well, you rub a couple of doors together.
It would be untrue.
Come on, baby. Light my fire. The Doors, everybody. Number 2 this week on the WLS Silver Dollar Survey.
Radar weather eye. Radar weather eye.
Chicago's weather this morning, fair, with a low of the upper 50s. Not bad, not bad at all. Later today, sunny and warmer with a high of the mid-80s. Tonight, more clear skies, warmer weather with a low in the mid-60s. Going to be a beautiful night for the big flight down to Bloomington and back. Outlook for Saturday, partly sunny and again warm. Light variable winds for tonight. Southerly 12 to 20 miles an hour for later today. Right now, the wind's north at 6. The humidity 96%. We have 64 at Midway. We have 56 at O'Hare. And downtown in the Loop, we have 66 degrees. So that's the way the weather goes in Chicago.
Here's where and when you can see the WLS stars during Super Summer.
Saturday afternoon from 1 to 3 at the Grant Park Band Shell, you can see all the WLS personalities and four bands at the free sign-in for the WLS Danny Thomas March on Leukemia.
You can see Ron Riley along with the Flock 2:30 Saturday afternoon at the Village Shopping Center's Village Fashion Bash in Gary, Indiana.
Saturday evening, Captain Stubby will be the master of ceremonies at the Star and Garter Review at the Berry Bowl in Logansport, Indiana.
It's Larry Lujack Saturday night at the new Majestic Bandstand between Lake Geneva and Fontana, Wisconsin, along with personality page girl Connie Mack and the fabulous Disciples from Oklahoma.
Sunday evening from 9 to midnight Eastern Time, see Art Roberts, the Five Emprees, and special guest The Time at Blossom Lanes in Benton Harbor, Michigan.
You can see Captain Stubby and the Buccaneers Monday, August 28th through Sunday, September 3rd at the Machinery Row shows from 1:30 to 4 in the afternoon at the Indiana State Fair.
And on Tuesday evening from 8:30 to midnight, Larry Lujack and the One-Eyed Jacks will appear at St. Patrick's Parish Hall, 704 West Main, in Urbana, Illinois.
Yep, but down. Here it is, Stargazer Gang at 18 minutes past 1 o'clock in Chicago. 64 super summer degrees out there, and promised Captain Zappo we'd send along a little something from the vault.
a treasure tune among mums. Paul Revere and the Raiders, no less, getting their kicks. Getting our kicks on 890 Radio this morning, 20 past 1, the Super Summertime, Chicago.
WLS, Treasure Truck.
Boy, not too many days for that Super Summer Treasure Truck to be making its calls, but until it's through, listen, gang.
For the ladies, Mr. Thompson Slacks. Lovely women's watches valued at $69.95 by Lucien Picard. Hamilton Costco Bridge sets, king-size table and four padded back chairs in each set. From Rival, the $24.95 model Electric Knight. Four-speed stowaway bicycles by Huffy Moulton, worth $105 each. Famous Rayovac camping lantern. Handsome King Louis bowling shirts. Ladies' summer handbags by Koblenz. Sewing machines, the quality Pfaff sewing machines, worth $89.95. From Coleman, complete camper's outfit. Snow Light Jug, convertible cooler, and Coleman lantern valued at $100 an outfit. 12 Yamaha motorcycles. The Newport 50 model with 3-speed transmission. And America's most successful luxury sports car, the all-new Mercury Cougar. If you live in Cook, Lake, McHenry, DuPage, Will, or Kane County, Illinois, or Lake County, Indiana, send in a postcard, no letters, postcards only. Send your name and address, including county, plus phone number to Treasure Truck, WLS, 360 North Michigan Avenue, Chicago, 60601.
Prizes supplied by the manufacturers. Don't forget, get those cards in, because there still is some time left. You have till Labor Day to partake of the goodies from the Super Summer Treasure Truck, and we do dearly want to see you get yours before Super Summer is over. It's 21 and a half minutes past one now. Let's get together with Tommy James. Getting together with Tommy James and the Shondells. I do certainly and dearly enjoy these early morning get-togethers of ours here on good old Channel 89 Radio. Just reading a little something from the wonderful world of sports. Where is it? Got up and walked away, I see. Huh? Oh, here it is. New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox got together yesterday. Yankees won 5-0. Shut our guys right out, they did. Slammed the door right in their face. Boston down Washington 7-5. It was Minnesota over Detroit 4-2. Cleveland edged California 2-1. Only games scheduled, four of them, in the American League. In the National League, St. Louis shut out San Francisco 2-0. Houston nipped Atlanta 5-4 in 10 innings. In 10 innings, it was the Dodgers over Cincinnati 4-3. Pittsburgh and Philadelphia were scheduled, but they were postponed because of rain. The only game scheduled over in the Nationals. So that is the way it did go in the wonderful world of baseball.
Here's Bob Hope.
Believe me, friends, for once in my life, I don't feel like saying anything funny. On my mind is the memory of some wonderful kids I've just seen at the La Rabida Sanitarium. No child is turned away from La Rabida for financial reasons or because of race, creed, or color. With all my heart, I ask you to help save these little ones who so desperately need your help.
Send your contributions to La Rabida, Chicago 49, Illinois.
Thank you, gentlemen. And now, here's Jim Wynn.
WLS presents news headlines at 25.
Chicago firemen are battling a fiercely burning 311 alarm fire in an abandoned building at 6036 Cottage Grove Avenue. Communist ground fire has brought down a raiding Air Force Thunder Chief over North Vietnam, pushing the week's toll of destroyed U.S. planes to a near record 13. Three Vietnamese civilians have been killed and nine others wounded by guerrilla mortar fire near a police station on the outskirts of Saigon. The East German news agency has quoted the Vietnamese health minister as saying U.S. bombing raids on Hanoi in the past 2 weeks killed 76 civilians and injured 151. The House has chopped $307 million off the administration's foreign aid bill, leaving the measure near the $2.8 billion mark.
This has been WLS News Headlines at 25. Hear details of these and other stories live at 55 on WLS Chicago.
Thank you, Jim Wynn, for the headline news at 25. Now, holly time on 890 Radio. Musical salute to cute little Carrie Ann.
Carrie Ann.
There they are, the Hollies. Sound of four this week on the Silver Dollar Survey.
The Loop. Lakeshore Drive. North side, west side, south side in Chicago. W-L-S.
Hits. Also, time for the Beach Boys.
I've been in the town so long and back in the city. I've been going to the
city. Here's your heroes and your villains. Everybody. The Beach Boys, 27 minutes before 2 o'clock now. That'll be the super summertime here on 890 Radio. 64 degrees our temperature. Just looking over that Chicago and vicinity aviation weather. Clear skies or high thin cloudiness for today, Friday, with occasionally scattered clouds about 5 thou. Visibility is 2 to 5 miles and haze and smoke in the morning. Improving to 5 to 8 in the afternoon. Gonna be a delightful day and evening for flying down to Leroy, Illinois, and the big battle of the bands, which we'll be emceeing tonight. And also, a little bit later on, we'll be emceeing the big dance, which follows the battle of the bands, along with the New Colony 6. So we're kind of looking forward to that gig tonight in Leroy.
WLS, we love summer.
Super summer, have a super summer. Do what you please, be as a breeze. Have a super summer.
Contact 25 before 2 now, Chicago. And a call from Big Mike, Mike Hart down in Houston. Digging the sounds of good old Channel 89 radio. Should say hi to Big Mike this morning. Tell you what we'll do, Mike. We'll send along the new Frankie Valli sound from our Silver Dollar special file.
When I'm away from you.
Little girl, here he is, 21 minutes before 2 o'clock, Frankie Valli swings them and sings them on 890.
All aboard, come on aboard, a continental railway bus. Come with us, take a bus, a continental railway bus.
It's the safest way to travel and to comfort you.
America, it seems we never find the truth.
So all aboard, come with us.
Enjoy the easiest travel on earth aboard the new Silver Eagle fleet. Travel downtown to downtown in air-conditioned restroom-equipped comfort with no change of bus or baggage en route. Convenient departures around the clock let you leave when you want to. Go economical continental trailways and travel easy.
So all aboard, come with us on the continental trailways bus.
Come with us, 20 minutes before 2 now, super summertime Chicago. Don't forget Chicago to Reno and San Francisco. They have four convenient Silver Eagle schedules per day, and all you have to do is call Randolph 69500. Find out all about it. Make your reservations today. Now, 20 before 2, let's go with Harper's Bazaar here.
In olden days, a glimpse of
anything goes. Here they are, Harper's Bazaar at 18 minutes before 2 o'clock. Son of a gun. Thought the record was over there for a minute, friends and neighbors. But I guess I was wrong. The record really wasn't over, was it, after all? Harper's Bazaar there, and anything goes. It still goes. It goes, and it goes, and it goes, and it goes.
WLS presents Bob and Ray.
Wally Blue here with Jeremy Slab, renowned non-auto seatbelt user. Jeremy, could you tell us about that?
Yes, you see, Wally, the National Safety Council says you should always buckle up because most accidents occur on short trips at speeds of 40 miles an hour or less.
So?
So I never buckle up, but I also never drive less than 85 miles at less than 70 miles per hour. The statistics are on my side.
Yes, Jeremy, I'd say your days are numbered. This is Wally Ballou getting out while the getting is good.
Reflections of Diana Ross, Marion Flo, the Supremes, from our WLS Silver Dollar Survey here on the Friday morning edition of Music East of Midnight. Don Phillips with you and for you until 5 o'clock this morning. The reading where 44-year-old George Miller fell asleep tonight. He's probably listening to the Ron Riley program. He fell right into the Chicago River at Madison Street while he was falling asleep. Madison Street? Okay. Miller of 617 West Madison Street lost consciousness on the seawall beneath the Madison Street Bridge. Wonder what he was doing down there. He rolled 6 feet down into the water. About a dozen passers-by thought he had jumped, however, and they called police. A fire department jet boat crew pulled him from the river. After examination at Henroton Hospital, Miller was taken to Central Police Station for the night. To dry off, police say. But I'll go along with that.
Radar weather eye. Radar weather eye.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, here is Chicagoland weather. Fair this morning with a low of the upper 50s. Later today, sunny and warmer. We'll have a high of the mid-80s. Tonight, clear skies and warmer with a low of the mid-60s. The outlook for Saturday, partly sunny and again warm. Light variable winds this morning will be southerly, 12 to 20 miles an hour. Later today, right now the north winds are at 6. The humidity is at 96%, 64 at Midway, 56 at O'Hare, and downtown in the Loop, we have 66 degrees. So that is pretty much the way the weather goes around Chicago.
I dig rock and roll music and the love.
Dig a little of that rock and roll music? Well, doesn't everybody? About 10 minutes before 2 now in Chicago. We have 64 super summer degrees. You mind if I ask you a personal question? Have you ever seen a fuel-injected Chevy engine developing nearly 500 horsepower in a motorcycle? Well, you can see it this Sunday at the KK Sports Arena Dragway just south of Kokona, Wisconsin. E.J. Potter, the Michigan madman, will be going berserk with runs of over 160 miles an hour, burning up the rear slick every three runs. And the all-new Bloody Mary No. 5 with Madman Potter aboard has got to be the wildest piece of action you have ever seen. Don't miss it. Of course, all your regular favorites will be on hand to provide the thrills you've come to know and love and expect at the world's longest drag strip. The T&J Hemi, the Chevolution Boys, Jerry Berg and his Mustang, Jim Rainey and the Quickie, Nasty Bob Bosco and his Chargin' Chevelle, great men and machines from all over the Midwest, plus the finest spectator accommodations anywhere. Wonderful seating, great food, fine refreshments. And if you're a competitor, you're going to like the many runs you'll get to make. The regular Sunday payoff of over $2,000. The low prices and the items such as showers in the pit area. See you Sunday at the KK Sports Arena. Take Highway 41 to 55 just south of Kokona, Wisconsin. Hey, we've got time for one more, and then it'll be Jim Wynn with News Live at 55. Turtle time on 890 Radio. You know what I mean.
Shouldn't be too bad.